Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 82. Thank you for joining me as we work together on how to be the most effective preachers and teachers we can be, so that we can communicate God's words, God's awesome word, in a way that really meets the needs of the people we speak to and has the impact that God would like it to have. So that's what we're talking about, and I'm looking for your help with something today, because I would like to know your definition of preaching. You see, it's really important that we think about how we think about preaching as people who preach and teach. And in particular, I want to look at the more narrow area of preaching. Sometimes in these recordings, we talk about preaching, teaching, and other kinds of things. But we're going to talk particularly about preaching today and how we think about it. How we think about things affects our relationship with that thing and our effectiveness with it. So how we think about marriage has a big impact on marriage. How we think about friendship has a big impact. How we think about God has a huge impact on our relationship with God. So how we think about things is very important. And I wonder whether we spend enough time thinking about how we think about preaching. So today, what I'd like to do is ask you to give me your best one sentence definition of preaching. Just a few words, maybe even a Twitter challenge. Keep it to the right number of characters, but a short one sentence definition of preaching. What would that be? Now, the Bible doesn't give us precisely a one-sentence definition of preaching. It generally gives us examples. We see Jesus teaching and preaching. We see other people in the New Testament and Old Testament preaching and teaching. But we do know that preaching is very powerful and effective. And indeed, God looks on us as being his vessels or his voices for his word. For example, in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, we have this section here from verse 19. He has committed to us, Paul says, the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. So speaking on his behalf, as though God were making his appeal through us. Maybe that's one possible definition of preaching. Us proclaiming such that people hear God's appeal through us. I think that's something of what preaching is about. Powerful stuff. And then in Romans chapter 10 and verses 14 and 15, we see this, Paul writing to the Romans. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So we're bringing good news to people. Maybe that's another good definition of preaching. Bringing good news. Being the beautiful feet that bring good news. What is your definition? I have a few definitions here I've found from other sources. Let me give you some of them. And I'm going to put these quotes in the box underneath the video and in the show notes for the podcast, so you'll get them there, but let me read some to you. So for example, a chap called John Ruskin very pithily said this: preaching is 30 minutes to raise the dead in. Now, his grammar isn't the best there, but nonetheless, I rather like just the clarity of that. 30 minutes to raise the dead in. So the congregation come in, our friends come in, and they've had a rough week. Maybe it's a Sunday, they're tired, they've been beaten up by the world all week, and maybe they are feeling rather not only just deflated, but a bit half dead. And then maybe our preaching is that it raises the dead, it reinvigorates, gives faith, a bit like Ezekiel's vision of the dry bones, something like that. J.I. Packer said this, and this is a little more wordy, but it's good, so hang on there. Preaching is incarnational communication from God, prophetic, persuasive, and powerful. That is, powerful, full of power in that sense. Incarnational communication from God. So communication from God, but coming through human beings. Prophetic, persuasive, powerful. What do you think about that definition? A chap called Brooks said simply this: preaching is truth through personality. And I like that too. Succinct. Truth through personality. And a chap called Sweezy, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it, but he said, and modified this slightly, preaching is truth through personality in the midst of personalities. Now, I rather like that because he's then locating it as not being just about God and me or us, but God, us, and the people to whom we are speaking. So truth through personality in the midst of personalities. That's him. A chap called Manning. Manning said this. What do you think? Preaching is a manifestation of the incarnate word from the written word by the spoken word. So a manifestation of the incarnate word, Jesus, from the written word, here we are, by the spoken word. Fosdick said this, preaching is drenching the congregation in one's lifeblood. That's very dramatic. Preaching is drenching the congregation in one's lifeblood. And I think what he's trying to get across there is the humanity of the speaker really matters. It has to be authentic in us. We give our heart and our best to the people we're speaking to. Finally, Carson. He says this, preaching is not speaking about truth before the congregation, but speaking truth to the congregation. Perhaps here he's getting at the heart of the matter of the difference between teaching and preaching. And it's a bit subtle, the differences between teaching and preaching, and there's a lot of overlap between the two. And in fact, most speaking opportunities might include a bit of both. But perhaps he's getting to the point here of saying that preaching is not speaking truth before the congregation. In other words, it's not just informational. And teaching is, on balance, a bit more informational. But he says instead, it's speaking truth to the congregation. In other words, bringing God's truth to the congregation, expecting a response, I think is implied right there. There's an emphasis there that I think is interesting. So those are some quotes. Those are some thoughts. I'd like to know your thoughts. What are your ideas? What is preaching? Not just what do other people say about preaching, but what do you say about preaching? What do you think preaching really is? The way we think about things affects everything in the way that we prepare and the way that we deliver God's word. So leave me a note wherever you see or hear this recording. Write down something in the comments box. Then we can all read each other's ideas. And let's face it, we learn best when we learn in community. So I really value that. One last thing, would you do me a favor, and perhaps other people a favor, and pass the link on to this recording to somebody else, one other person. You can send it to two or three or more if you like, but at least one person so that others can benefit from this and we can also hear their comments and ideas as well. Preaching really matters. Let's think about it clearly, let's define it well, and then we can deliver it to God's glory. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.